Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking about career and relationships. My guest has just received the Ambassador of the Year Award from Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce, which I'm so jealous of. And she's also received the BNI Rookie of the Year Award. She's the marketing director for Mamma Mia's and Carmela's Restaurants, which has 7 locations right here on the South Shore. And she's already been on the show once before. Kara, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be back.
I
feel very lucky.
That's very nice. Yeah. I feel very lucky to know you, be friends with you, and hello, these awards. I was going to wait for this, but let's talk about it now.
The year of the award. What's it, 2015? I hope it keeps going. I mean, I don't know what else there would be. But
I want to win an award.
I think we all do. I think we all want to win an award in our career. And, you know, most people don't get a chance to, you know, have an award given to them.
I know.
I mean, think of all the jobs there are around. I mean, I think you really have to be in a certain type of business world or in a BNI or really part of a chamber to get an award.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen.
I know. And I'm definitely not getting Mother of the Year.
Well,
I say that all the time.
But there should be more awards, because when you get an award, you feel better about yourself.
You feel validated.
And you work harder. Yeah. And it's like, okay, I was recognized finally.
Oh.
And there were a lot of awards given out that night at BNI.
Oh, really?
I think there were 150. They were for all different things. They were for referrals, thank you for closed business, all types of things that people, they pass and they make a lot of money. And so they get awards for that. But this was Rookie of the Year, which means that I had been in BNI just under 1 year, and I'm actually coming up on my 1 year anniversary.
So I just made it
to get Rookie of the Year, and I was up against quite a group of or a few other people in the BNI, and I was very lucky, and I was very, you know, happy to be there that night to accept that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And I got to speak that night too.
Oh, nice.
250 people. I was the only one that got up to speak.
About receiving the award.
No, just about being, I was the top sponsor, Mamma Mia's.
Oh.
So I got a chance to get up and give a little 1 minute spiel.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else got to do that. So I felt very lucky to do that. And that was great advertisement for the company.
Oh, you're so appreciative.
You have to be.
Yeah. Now let's give a new listener a little bit of a sort of a backup of, you know, where you went to school and where you were before you became part of the whole Mamma Mia's family.
So I went to school I started at Cape Cod Community College, which is funny because I was at the Plymouth Chamber Business Expo the other day, or last week now.
A
couple weeks ago. And I won a raffle, and what I won was a free online course from Cape Cod Community College.
Can you give it? Can you re-gift
it? I'll probably give it to someone, because I'm not really sure what I'm going to do with that.
I'll use it.
anyone can take it if they'd like it. I started there, but then I transferred into the Suffolk University program at Cape Cod, which they no longer have, which is unfortunate. But it is great when you can take a school like that, or go to a school like that, and take the classes down at Four Seas.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have to drive to Boston. I just had to drive to the Cape.
Love it.
But I did full-time school for 5 years. So I did kind of 2.5 to 3 with Four Seas, got the associates, and then transferred into the Suffolk program for about 2 to 2.5 years, and majored in communications and journalism. Not marketing. Minored in marketing.
Yeah.
I was getting into that toward the end, but I was still very much an English student, writer, so I thought that journalism would fit me well. And I feel that with communications and journalism, you can take that in a lot of different directions.
Oh, yeah.
And I certainly did take it with me, and I took it with me right into marketing. I'm very lucky to have had the background that I did.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great being able to have the Suffolk University bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. And I got to go to Boston and go do the graduation up there at the Pavilion. So I got to do all of that, and I got to have all the teachers and all the courses. It was just at a different building. So 5 years, and I worked full-time for 5 years while I was in school full-time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you worked full-time while you were in school?
Yes. So I would normally do 8 to 4, 8 to 5, or 8 to 3, and then I would go to school right afterward.
I tried that one time.
Yeah. It was exhausting, and that's what I tell everybody all the time. 5 years of that will burn you out, and mm-hmm. it did. And I, for a year afterward, I just took – I didn't take time off, but I wasn't actively looking. Like, I wasn't spending hours a night looking for a job. I was like, you know what? I just need to
– Rest.
I need to rest. And it's so weird not being in school anymore either. I kind of miss it sometimes, which is sad kind of because you – but you do. You miss – as you get older, you're like, oh, I could have done that class better. Mm. Like, I could have done that test better. Like, I – because you know more. So if you go back – but I had – I mean, I had a 3.7 GPA, so it wasn't all bad.
Oh, my gosh.
But now looking back, I do miss some of it. And I've always thought about – you know, do I ever want to be a marketing professor or a journalism professor?
Now, but what scared you the most when you first decided to come on board and make that decision to be the marketing director at Mamma Mia's? What was the scary part of that? Because you came from PNB.
No, I came from, I was the marketing assistant at Brockton Hospital, Signature Healthcare.
Okay.
For about 9 months. I had to leave there, and it just wasn't best for me. It wasn't a place that I wanted to be. So I left there, and then, I got a couple of job offers, and I took this one, the director of marketing. What scares me the most is that you don't really have anyone to look to. You don't have a boss. I mean, I don't have, like, when I was a marketing assistant, you have a director of marketing boss, someone that you can turn to.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't have anyone. I am that boss when it comes to marketing. I am the leader. Mm-hmm. I am the one that has to do the budget. I'm this, I'm that. And it's, of course, frightening on multiple levels every day. You know, to be the one that has to come up with the ideas, to be the one that has to bring the bodies into the restaurant.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and wondering every day, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I doing my job right? Am I doing, you know, but it obviously reflects in the sales. Mm-hmm. And the restaurants have done very well. So I'm obviously doing something right. Mm. But that is scary. It's the initial, like, oh, here we go. Like, there's nobody. It's just me.
Yeah. I remember going into Mamma Mia's with all the snow that we've had recently and just saying, you know, I really want to go support Mamma Mia's. Let's go over there, honey. And they were packed. And I said, okay, they're doing great. We're going to go somewhere else because it was packed.
There was a long wait.
Yeah, Pine Hills.
Yeah, there's always packed there. There's one restaurant that does not suffer. Luckily, but it feeds itself. I always say it feeds itself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The rest of them have suffered in these snowstorms, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Just like most of the other restaurants.
But even still, I'm seeing, not on Facebook, emails maybe? I don't know. I was seeing messages come through saying, we're open. And so even they must have done some, you know, to go takeout or delivery or some.
We don't do delivery. I wish we did.
Oh,
that's a work in progress. I think it's a whole new market and I think that we should do it. But it's there's a lot to that. But yeah, takeout. But everybody's out now. That's the thing. So no, mm-hmm. Friday night, I know I was out. And it was packed everywhere, literally no parking.
I know.
You could tell it was a nice day. Everybody went out. So we'll get it back, and everybody will. All the restaurants will.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the different locations. There's one right here in Marshfield, right around the corner from WATD.
It's actually dead on Brant Rock.
Oh. Oh.
It used to be right over here.
I Googled it.
Yeah, it's 93 Careswell, which is down in the Brant Rock area. So,
oh, well, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
By around the corner.
Oh.
Well, when you're looking on the map, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, 11 minutes from WATD.
I was going to say 11 minutes.
To me, that's right around the corner.
Yeah.
And then now Carmela's and Mamma Mia's in Kingston, and people can go to carmela's.net.
Carmela's is great.
Yeah.
It's our finer dining restaurant.
I can't believe it's 134 and 138. They're so close to each other. I almost see Carmela's when I come off that exit. But I don't know, where is it on the left, Mamma Mia's?
It's next to Dunkin' Donuts, to the left of Dunkin' Donuts.
Is it?
It's a tan building now. It used to be white because
we
redid it. Refaced it after 40 years.
All right. And then there's one in Carver.
Yeah.
And then Hanover. And yes, those
which is actually, Hanover is closer to here than Marshfield. Hanover is only right down the street.
Okay.
It's on the Pembroke line.
Okay. All right. And that's because that's Route 53. Mm-hmm. Carver's Route 58.
Right.
And then Plymouth Waterfront, which is my favorite because, well,
that's been there for
near and dear
years.
To my heart because that's where we first got introduced to Mamma Mia's when we first moved
right.
here. So that's where
right.
we started going. And now Pine Hills.
Which is a new favorite for everyone.
And that we're going to talk about this a little bit later. They have their 1 year anniversary coming up. So
yes,
you're going to do
Hills.
Some
yes.
special things in April. All right. Well, my guest is Kara Cipolo, and she's the marketing director for Mamma Mia's and Carmela's restaurants. And you can go to mamamias.net. Make sure there's two M's in Mama. And you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. So I hope you'll stay with us right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's Catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's six locations or visit online at mamamias.net.
Women invest money to enhance and strengthen their physical appearance all the time. But what about inner strength? Investment in emotional growth and awareness is more important than ever. At Access Your Power Life Coaching, we determine where you are now, what you want to be different, and together we create strategies to move you towards that vision. If you're ready to create more harmony and empowered change in your life, visit me, board certified coach Lori Mackinac at choosetobepowerful.com. The website again is choosetobepowerful.com.
Love jewelry for free? Do you have a passion for helping others and appreciate earning an income at the same time? I'm Amy Reese Levitt, independent representative for Silpata Designs Sterling Silver Jewelry. Our pieces are handcrafted, nickel-free, and our message is simple. Give women sterling silver jewelry that they love, get it for free, or provide a platform to build the business of their dreams. Whether you're looking to find that special piece that makes your heart sing, or you want to earn it for free, contact me at facebook.com/sterlingamy.
I'm Nicole Perry, and I have a virtual assistant, TinaOwen.net. Tina is more than a virtual assistant. She is more than a personal assistant. She is more than a bookkeeper. I like to call her my own business partner. Visit TinaOwen.net and let Tina help you and your business get organized so that you can focus on your passion. I am proud to recommend TinaOwen.net.
Physician Management Resources can help you achieve the goals you set in your medical office. PMR Consulting focuses on the administrative challenges within medical practice so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of patients. The consulting team at PMR knows how hard it is to be a physician while running a practice. At Physician Management Resources, the focus is always on your future. Learn how you can rediscover the joy in taking care of your patients. Contact Physician Management Resources through their website, pmrconsulting.net, today.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Kara Cipolo, and she's the marketing director for Mamma Mia's Restaurants. So you are a little bit of Italian. You have a little Italian in you.
Yeah, and just for FYI, I'm more Irish than Italian.
Oh.
But I'm mostly Irish and Italian.
Okay.
So I'm like 50% Irish, 30% Italian.
Well, 30%, that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the exact
numbers.
I have
0% Italian, so... Oh.
That's okay. You can pretend.
I can pretend. I know my husband has a little bit of Italian. He says. I don't think he has any. I think there's an eyedropper of Italian in him. But he runs with it.
And people think anybody with dark hair and or brown eyes
yes.
are Italian. And mm-hmm. that's actually, I look more Irish, I'm told.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
If people have been to Ireland.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm English and French. So I'm 50% French.
I'm French as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think we discovered that the last time you were on.
Yeah.
All right. So what? You're a little bit of Italian. You have a little bit in you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 30%.
I have quite a lot in my dad's whole family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're familiar with the Italian family and how
the cooking, how it's run.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the personalities and all of that kind
the
of
personalities,
stuff.
Personalities.
Yes.
Strong, strong personalities.
Which is a good thing.
Yes,
I think.
Which is a good thing. Sometimes.
Yeah, because it's passion. It's passion.
It is passion.
So what is one of the most rewarding things about working with the entire, you know, Mamma Mia's family?
I think that they are just such a close family. I've never seen, I mean, I've seen it, mm-hmm. but they're it's a big family.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when you see the family portrait or family photo that they had taken, it's actually on our website. You can find that photo in a lot of places, but they all, you know, they talk constantly. They're all around each other all the time.
Yeah.
It's rewarding because they're very good to me. Mm-hmm. You know, when you've...
They treat you like family.
They treat me like family. When you've proven yourself over time,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, it took a while. It takes yeah. a while to prove yourself.
Yeah.
They don't off the bat, you know.
With anybody.
That is with anybody. They might question you a little bit, or they might, you know, be very, you know, they were very willing to let me do what I wanted to do, mm-hmm. but also very hesitant in watching me. And, you know, now it's still, you know, I wouldn't say it's still like that. They've gotten more used to me and more comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's a reward in itself, where they just kind of, I mean, I talk to them here and there. I talk to them all the time, but they're not checking in with me every day or
yeah.
weekly.
Yeah, they're not micromanaging.
No, then nobody micromanages me.
Yeah.
And nobody has time for that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, in the restaurant business.
So they get a hold of me when they need to get a hold of me, because they know I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
So I think that's, to have that and to earn that and to get their respect in that aspect mm-hmm. is a huge reward within itself.
Yeah.
And I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah.
And again, they do treat me like family, which is great. So when they know that I might be overwhelmed or I have stuff going on, they definitely let me do my thing. You just don't find that in all in careers and places
no.
and jobs. You don't.
No. And you don't find in any... Well, in every career, the opportunity where the actual employer mm-hmm. is smart enough and, you know, okay with sort of stepping back and letting you prove yourself.
Right. No, they, you know, being owners, they definitely, it's hard. It's hard mm-hmm. for them to do that, but they do let me, you know, take the reins and go with it and do what I need to do.
There's a give and take. There's
yes.
really such a balance, mm-hmm. a real balance
yes.
of give and take. I feel like I have that here. I feel
yeah.
like I'm one of the family here at WATD.
That's how
if
you
I,
should feel.
If I do say so myself.
I mean, depending on where you work and what kind of company you work for,
mm-hmm.
you should have that feeling in some way. And if you don't feel that way, it might not be a good place for you.
Yeah.
And I definitely feel that with them. And I feel like, you know, we can have a good time together if we're at an event and we're all there and... I know I can talk to them about anything if something's bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're there for me. I think that's the one thing I always know, which is so hard with people sometimes. Is just, you know, you might love someone or care for someone, but you have to always ask yourself, are they going to be there for me? And I always...
Through the thick and thin.
Through the thick and thin. Mm-hmm. And I always feel 7 days, you know, every day of the week that they're going to be there. Like, I know if I had an issue, all I have to do is call them.
So this is why it's so easy to promote them.
Well, it's easy to promote them because they've done so well themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been around for 40 years
mm-hmm.
and the food speaks for itself, or, you know, it doesn't take much. I mean, my job, it is hard. There are 7 locations, so it is hard.
Yeah.
But they've always done so well.
Yeah.
When you have good food, and I always say this, when you have good homemade food,
mm-hmm.
that will travel
mm-hmm.
far.
Mm-hmm.
And without advertising, it will
yeah.
travel far. That's word
yeah.
of mouth.
And customer service.
And customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And the family. The family literally will, like, they're in the restaurants all the time. So they'll even sit down with people and have lunch with them just
mm-hmm.
during the day, or have a glass of wine. Like just talk about anything. They're there for you. They're there for you.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, some people want to see that or not,
it's all about relationships. I mean, my husband and I met in a restaurant. I was
yeah.
the waitress and he was the wine salesman. And
That's
I remember
awesome.
Gino and Isabel, this is down in North Carolina,
yeah.
and they were the owners of the restaurant
yeah.
and they introduced us. And
that's
23 years later,
yeah.
4 children, we're still together, going strong. You know, I just, it's all about relationships.
It is all about relationships. It's keeping up those relationships. I think that's number one all the time, priority over career relationships. That's a whole nother story. So we will get into that.
Well, before we go to break, you are also a customer.
Yes.
Okay. And what do you think is one of the easiest things to change that you see when you go to other restaurants that would help other places be more proficient and better at what they're doing?
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends on the level. Is it a casual dining? Is it a finer dining?
Yeah.
One of the things that might set you apart is, you know, I was at a breakfast place the other day, and the thing that differs or makes them different from another breakfast place is that the other breakfast place puts out something when you get there. Like, you know how when you go to lunch or dinner, you get bread?
Yeah.
Well, at a breakfast place, you don't get anything.
Yeah.
But
This particular place
does put out something. And then I was like, you know what? That's what sets them apart from this other breakfast place. Because if they did that, it's things like that that make a difference for me.
Yeah.
It's the oil. It's the bread. It's putting out like little pieces of muffin. It's just little things like that. Or a smaller menu.
And
sometimes the menus are too big.
Yeah.
Too big.
I love that you're almost like a food critic. I feel like,
you know,
and I've
I
said that to you before.
To be,
I know.
I all of a sudden have become a food critic and I don't mean to be. And
it's okay though. It's just part of it's part of who it is what it is.
I try to think that's what could make you that much better.
Mm. All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. We got to go to break. My guest is Kara Cipolo, and she's the marketing director for Mamma Mia's restaurant. So you can go to mammamias.net. And remember, there's two M's in Mama. And you can also go to powerfulwomenreveal.com for more information. And I hope you will tune in next Sunday, because I'm going to be airing a surprise guest. So I hope you'll tune in for that as well. Just stay with us. And you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Enhancing communication, connection, and confidence are a very small part of how I help my clients love the family they have. Hi, I'm Beth with Parent Solutions. I help you discover what is working in your family. Find out what your strengths really are as a parent and how to deepen the loving connection you have with your child. I encourage you to sign up for a complimentary parenting confidence breakthrough where you can discover your 3-step action plan. Let's create that sense of clarity today. Contact me at parent-solutions.com.
Hi, I'm Momak Charpu, Money Mastery Coach for Women in Business. I can help you uncover your own money mindset limitations and turn your passion into a lucrative business with ease. I can help you stand in your own value and take your confidence to the highest level in a positive way. When will you stand in your value? Start claiming your worthiness today and contact me for a valuable complimentary consultation. Visit charpucoaching.com today. That's C-H-A-R-E-P-O-O coaching.com.
Are you worried about your aging parent? Well, you're not alone. Two Sisters Senior Living Advisors are here to help and will help you make the most informed decisions for your family. Contact Two Sisters today and learn why so many families appreciate this free service. Two Sisters helps you find the best senior living options for you. And it's free because Two Sisters Senior Living Advisors are compensated by the care providers throughout the area. Contact Two Sisters online today. That's the number 2, twosisters-sla.com.
Real estate prices and mortgage rates won't stay this low forever. Mortgage banker associations predict interest rates will rise to 5% by the end of 2015. Historically, South Shore properties have increasing value, which drives up the demand, and rent increases will outpace home value growth. According to Wall Street and Forbes, there are many reasons to purchase a property now. Learn more from local real estate expert Donna Fernandes of William Ravis at 508-245-0318.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. How about restyled, repurposed, and handcrafted? At Roadside Redemption, they carry furniture, home decor, jewelry, clothing, and gifts for you, your home, and your family. Roadside Redemption is located diagonally across from Benny's Plaza in Plymouth. Their inventory at Roadside Redemption changes every week, so come visit Roadside Redemption, Tuesdays through Sundays, at 168 Court Street in Plymouth, diagonally across from Benny's Plaza.
And Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Kara Cipolo with Mamma Mia's Restaurant. She's the marketing director, and we were just talking about, you know, how you are a customer when you go places. And it's, you know, it's those little things that are really important when you're, you know, in the service industry. It's those little things.
When you don't realize it until you are in the restaurant business, the little I try to think back to when I wasn't a part of it.
Yeah.
I can't really.
I know.
I think I was just kind of, you know, I'd go have something to eat. Like, oh, this is good. This is. But now
I can't remember what I did last Tuesday.
No, me either. So that's the problem. People would ask me like, well, what about then? What about now? And I really don't remember. But it really is the little things that are going to bring people back.
Yeah. Now, what do you think are some of the little things that you guys do with your catering that sort of stand above the rest or stand out?
Well, I think we are very flexible or reasonable in our pricing.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you matched us up with other companies, we'd probably have the best pricing, obviously.
Mm-hmm. For the quantity,
definitely. I think even if you go into our restaurants, any one of our restaurants, I mean, anybody that knows Mamma Mia's knows you get like two, you know, a huge plate that could feed three people and you're only feeding yourself. So think about if we were catering for you, mm-hmm. right? So we would offer the same thing. So we do offer a large quantity for a small amount.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's Amy who was our catering manager. She still is, but we're kind of in some transitioning right now. So it's about the customer service or what she has to offer the customer.
Yeah.
That is being there, being flexible, basically giving the customer whatever they want.
Yeah.
Because there's so many catering companies, there's so much competition.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to make us stand out from the rest? And it just comes down to pricing, and it comes down to how great we are with the customer.
The combination, the pricing.
And knowing your stuff.
It's the pricing, it's the food. Delicious
food, of course,
and it's the customer service.
Right.
And if you can nail it on all those three, that's like my little triangle.
Yeah, and we do a great job because we've been doing it for so long,
mm-hmm.
and they are so good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the family is so good at cooking and what they do, the catering aspect of it is just the same. I mean, most people don't know, and they're getting to know, hopefully, that Mamma Mia's does weddings and we do everything.
Oh, weddings, really?
We do, full service.
Oh, yeah. You brought a thing for brides here.
Full service catering. We can do anything besides Italian food. We do steak, we do prime rib, anything you want. So when people think of Mamma Mia's, they think, okay, well, yeah, if I want Italian at my wedding, then I'll go at Mamma Mia's, but that's not what we're mm-hmm. only about. We can do other stuff. So don't, you know,
discount.
Hesitate.
Don't discount just because you're not having an Italian style wedding.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Because we know our stuff.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because on occasion, there is miscommunication between the customer and the provider.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most important thing to handle? I'll tell you my opinion. I don't think the customer is always right. What do you think? Do you think the customer is always right?
So
am I putting you on the spot here?
It's such a fine line because in my position, I'm supposed to say that the customer is always right.
Okay. All right.
But as a person,
as an
individual and as a customer, no, I don't feel that the customer is always right.
Mm-hmm.
And there are always two sides to a story.
Yeah.
But I have to say that most of the time, they aren't always right. And I hate to say that, but I can't think of any situations right now, but we do handle everything that comes across us in a it is handled properly.
And in a positive way.
In a positive way. We mm-hmm. try to do everything we can to make them happy or mm-hmm. we certainly don't set out to aggravate someone or to upset someone.
Yeah.
So if something is done, you know, it's not done on purpose. It's done, you know, it might be a new cook. That's the issue. The issue sometimes is if someone has a complaint or if this or that, sometimes it's just somebody new in the kitchen.
Yeah,
sometimes
you never know.
It's a new restaurant.
You never know. And I always find myself Maybe that's why I do what I do. I'm always defending the underdog or the other person. So like if I go to dinner with my husband and he's complaining about something, I'm always defending
the restaurant and the people constantly.
And the servers and everyone. And he's like, how come you're not on my side? And I'm like, but wait, how, you don't know. And you
I find myself doing that constantly now.
Yeah.
When I'm out somewhere and that happens, I'm doing that all the time now. I'm like, well, don't assume.
Yeah.
Because you don't do, you know, and we take everything seriously. When we get one complaint, it literally becomes a huge deal.
Everybody gets involved.
We have a meeting about it. So it's serious. We don't, you know, brush it under the rug.
Yeah, that's important.
At all. And people need to know that. We're not just, you know, handing them some mama bucks and getting them out the door.
Yeah, that's part of the customer service. Because when you take it beyond the actual incident or whatever happened.
We need to get to the bottom of what happened.
Yeah.
And if we need to bring in another cook or if we need to take someone out of that restaurant, maybe put them somewhere else. We do what needs to happen. Whatever's going to suit them best.
See, that's what I love. The customer service is taken to a higher level. It's really, it goes above and beyond.
And we might get defensive sometimes, but there are mistakes made. Sometimes there's food that isn't cooked properly. And that's, you know, if it's a really busy night and it's a different cook or something, it happens.
Yeah. I don't know. I agree. And I think that I personally think the customer is not always right. And I think that there's a bad, we got to go to break, but I think that there's a bad stigma out there where some people just think that they can push and boss and be bossy and demanding and
more than they, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just,
more than you know.
That's just not a good balance in
it's
life. I feel like it's not. All right. Well, we have to go to a break. I hope you'll stay with us. We have something we're going to share in the last segment. I'm speaking with Kara Cipolo. She's the marketing director for Mamma Mia's Restaurants. And you can go to mamamias.net for more information and also carmelas.net. And hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Did you know you could choose your energy supplier? Hi, I'm Roxanne with a green renewable energy company. Have you noticed that your electricity bill has gone up over the last couple of months? Well, I have a solution. Since your utility company lets you choose your electricity supplier, exercise your right to choose. You can choose clean, green energy and save money with a cost-efficient 3-year fixed rate. I can show you how. Contact me at facebook.com/livingitupgreen.
Women today invest in their hair on a regular basis, visiting their hairstylist every 6 to 8 weeks faithfully. Are you ready to put the same effort into your personal wardrobe? Are you ready to look your best and have someone help you in an affordable way? I'm Trisha, and I'm a very attainable personal stylist. You don't need to be a celebrity to have a great closet full of fashion and style. My goal is to help you look and, most importantly, feel your very best. Put your trust in me. Visit my website today at itrustintrisha.com.
Are you looking for a simple, low-cost way to reach and engage your customers? Email is hard to beat for real marketing value, and it's how you can monetize your social media activities. 508 Marketing provides an easy-to-use email and social media marketing toolkit to build your customer engagement and measure results. I'm Adrienne Bauman, owner of 508 Marketing and a Constant Contact local expert, ready to help you manage your email campaigns or even create them for you. Connect with me or start your no-risk free trial at 508marketing.com.
Are you tired of playing small in business or in your career? What could you accomplish if you were seen, heard, and given the opportunity? If you want more influence, more impact, and more income, join us at Women's Leadership U. That's the letter U. We are a mastermind program dedicated to preparing women for leadership roles. Learn the skills that employers are looking for and business owners need. Gain the confidence and know how to move your ideas into action. To learn more, visit us at womensleadershipu.com with a capital U.
Are you overwhelmed with life? Are you stressed out to the max? Do you have too much to do and no time for you? If your answer is yes, you owe it to yourself to contact me, Rose Marie, your empowerment coach, at everythingyouwishfor.com. I'll show you an easy way to tap your troubles away, as seen on the Dr. Roz Show. Everything you wish for is just a click away. Visit everythingyouwishfor.com.
and welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Kara Cipolo, and she's the marketing director for Mamma Mia's Restaurants. And we do have a couple of events that we're going to mention right now that are coming up. But before we do, are there any new locations that, can you give us anything? Or no?
We're always looking. We're thinking about it. We are looking. We're thinking more northwest.
But nothing
northwest of Hanover. That not anywhere near, you know, not Boston.
Yeah.
But we are looking to go a little bit out of our comfort zone. You know,
okay.
We have, our restaurants are all within, you know, 15 minutes of each other.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy that they're that close, but they all do so well.
Wow.
So we're gonna travel a little bit further than that.
Look at Dunkin' Donuts and all, you know, McDonald's. They always have one right on every corner, you know.
Right. We're so, like our own little chain in a little area, but we're gonna go a little bit further out northwest, I believe.
All right. So
but
no,
anything could happen.
No concrete information about that. We've got a couple of events that we wanna talk about. First is March 26th.
Which is the Plymouth Chamber of Commerce Morning Mixer, which is a networking event at our Pine Hills restaurant.
Yes.
Which is, I think, 8:30 to 10:30.
So
you'd have to
not,
register from to the, you know, at the chamber's website.
Yeah, you have to register through, and it's plymouthchamber.com, I think, plymouthchamber.org.
You can Google it.
You can Google it these days. Just Plymouth Area Chamber of
Commerce. Yeah, and there's a calendar on the right-hand side. And if you click on March 26th, that'll bring up our event at the Pine Hills.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia's Pine Hills.
So we've got that one coming up, which is great that you're, because you hosted the Women Mean Business Luncheon.
We've done that a couple times at the Plymouth Waterfront location.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a really
great thing.
We can't
really do that at Pine Hills, so that's why we're doing the morning mixer.
Yep.
And our chef is going to make some homemade breakfast items.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So we don't normally do that, but we're going to do it for this.
Okay. All
right. It'll be tasty.
And then I'm very excited about April. Tell me about April.
April is our one-year anniversary for Mamma Mia's Pine Hills, so it's actually good that we're having the morning mixer on March 26th. At the exact date in April escapes me right now, but I have to look that up. But we are going to start making announcements about it in a few weeks here.
And you'll post it on the website.
We'll post it on the website. We'll post it on Facebook, on Twitter, everything that we're going to do for that one day. I'm sure we're going to do something discounted with some stuff, maybe offer some pizza at a certain price. I'm not too sure yet, but
okay.
We'll definitely be pleasing everyone that day, hopefully.
Okay. And you do gluten-free. We forgot
to
mention
gluten-free
that.
We do gluten-free pizza, gluten-free pasta.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And now tell me what's happening in June.
June 20th, which hopefully will be another gorgeous day like last year, is the Pilgrim Hall Museum Summer Fundraiser.
Okay.
We are going to start to have, our first meeting is next week.
Okay.
So I'm going to sit down with the ladies and we're going to go over or start meeting for this Pilgrim Hall Museum summer party. And we're hosting it with them. So the party or the event, the fundraiser is going to be held on Pasquale Viscarello's property, which is on Warren Ave, right on the ocean in Plymouth.
Oh.
We held it last year there. It was the most gorgeous day of the whole summer, almost gorgeous night. We spray, so no mosquitoes. It's great. It's under a huge white tent. There was 300 people.
Wow.
Silent auction, live auction. It was gorgeous. We did a Tuscan theme last year, so sunflowers. This year we're thinking more by the sea, some hydrangeas and seashells. And
okay, now this is you have to purchase tickets.
You have to purchase tickets. Tickets last year were $80, which gets you in, covers your food. Obviously, it's a fundraiser, so the money's going to the Pilgrim Hall.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth a ticket. I can't tell you how many people that went last year said, I'm coming back.
Yeah.
Seriously, fundraiser party of the summer. It was phenomenal. There was a photo booth and a photographer. It was just so gorgeous. You're hanging out right literally on the ocean in the yard, of course, but it's right there.
Oh,
and it was just perfect. And hopefully we have a perfect day like last year.
Wow.
We actually had golf carts.
Warren Ave, right in Plymouth.
Yeah, we had golf carts transporting people from the top of the driveway down to
it was
fun. It was a good night.
Oh my gosh. So how many people can they have?
I think it was over 300, but we sold out.
Where is everybody parking?
They parked out on the streets, out on Warren Ave and on the side streets, and then we would transport people with the golf carts.
Wow.
It was really great though.
I missed that?
I don't know.
How do I get? Who do I need to talk to?
We have to. Well, they send invitations out to their members, but we need to do some more advertising for it this year.
Oh, okay.
But
for the members for the hall.
Pilgrim Hall.
Oh, okay.
And we sent out something in our email, but we're going to promote it. You know, we had a lot of people last year. They're going to sell out again.
And did they promote it through the chamber as well?
Yeah, we can promote it through the chamber. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Pioppi's did was there to do the alcohol and
okay.
It was just a great night. Ooh. And obviously we catered it and everything was perfect.
Okay. Oh, I want to go to that.
Well, it's probably the best opportunity for networking
yeah.
the whole summer, or even the best party of the whole summer.
Oh.
They have like 100 silent auction items.
Wow.
It was great.
Oh, and I could probably even donate something too. All right. Well, we're almost out of time. You also are on the committee for First Night.
Yeah.
And you're going to do that again this year?
Plymouth Rocks New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
We're doing it again. We're actually, they've already started meeting for New Year's Eve this year.
Well, you have to plan.
I have not yet rejoined. I will within a few weeks here. I'm just trying to clean some other stuff up. But
yeah.
Yes, Plymouth Rocks New Year's Eve. It's going to be twice as big this year. People that didn't go last year.
I know.
Are hating themselves.
I know.
And they're already on board to
go
this year.
I mean, word on the street.
We were able to donate.
Word on the street was, holy cow, this was a really amazing event. That's all
I'm
hearing.
It's going to take over the South Shore, and $23,000 went to the Plymouth 400.
Wow.
This year. So we're going to do, I'm sure, way more than that
yeah.
this upcoming year.
Yeah.
So if people, we're accepting sponsor. Anybody wants to be a sponsor,
mm-hmm.
contact me. Contact Jeff Cohen,
okay.
One Stop Painting, and we'll get this going. I know okay. it's only March. But
I know. So what? We got to think ahead nowadays.
Exactly.
All right. Now, who inspires you? We got to go. Who inspires you in the, I don't know, marketing industry, the restaurant industry?
Oh, gosh. Probably just all my peers, to be honest with you. All the business people that I meet. Everyone, my BNI group. The owners, anybody, you know, Peter Brown, Tiny and Sons, Kevin Gallerani, Kate Autobody,
yeah.
Tony Baldwin, Baldwin Realty, Brian Fagan, Long-Term Physical Aww. Therapy. All those owners of all those people, they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be where I am without, you know, much of their help. It's just, they're Aww. Great people, so I appreciate
just
them.
Just really supportive in the community.
Supportive friends, supportive business friends. That's who inspires me, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got to keep it real.
I know. It's true, though. We can't do it alone. And,
no.
and it helps to have all that community support.
I'm lucky. I'm very lucky to have that.
Well, thank you so much for
being
here today. So you can go to mamamias.net for more information about all the upcoming events. Well, the March 26th thing, that's not going to be on the website. But remember, it's Mama with two M's, MIAS.net. I want to thank you for listening and recognizing all these powerful women right along with me. For more information, you can go to powerfulwomenrevealed.com. And we also have Powerful Women Revealed on YouTube, which Kara has a video on there as well.
Yes.
I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.